This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I got to say this real quick. I got to get this off my chest. But what's on the line for the Cavs tonight? 216-474-0092. I didn't realize Owen drove to Oklahoma and back for your grandfather's funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How long is that?
I mean, you did realize it because I told you guys.
But we thought you were still
there. And then I did a whole thing
air
on Twitter about stopping in Indy on my drive back.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know. I didn't see it.
I talk a lot, and it goes just into the atmosphere in that
but
room.
But I thought you were just fine. Because I thought you were considering it, and I just thought you would fly. And I was like, I don't want to bother him. I didn't realize you would drive. How long is that drive?
I made it in like 13...
So is the
stop at all the Buc-ee's if you fly, Ken.
Is the bereavement thing not?
I also stopped at a place called Wally's.
Is that like a Buc-ee's knockoff?
It's not a knockoff. They're their own separate thing that happens to be a 36,000 square foot gas station.
Sounds funny to me.
Go ahead, Ant.
Is there no bereavement fair anymore? When we were talking about that, is that just not exist?
I looked at a couple places and I couldn't find one. Yeah. No, didn't do a ton of calling around on it, but looking it up online. Couldn't find anywhere that they were like, here's your low rates.
How old was your granddad?
92.
92. I never knew him, but if you're his grandson, you're a good man, so I'm sure he was a good man. So I hope that the trip, other than that, went okay for you back
at
Mounds.
I have no problem saying this. No, I went to Tulsa.
Tulsa, okay.
Did not go back to Mounds. It's too far away.
How far away is Mounds from Tulsa?
25 minutes. Less than my commute to this show.
I know we're big in Mounds, Oklahoma. Sorry, folks. He wasn't coming back. We got Zach.
Going to lose those 900 listeners.
We got Zach Jackson joining us. 801 this morning. What's on the line for the Cavs tonight? I think this is going to... So they're under, guys, they're under some financial constraints here. Now, I know that Dan Gilbert has said, damn the Torpedoes before. That was before the second apron. Now, as what I know, and I don't want to get bogged down too much in this, this is very prohibitive, the second apron, because it's meant to stop super teams and things like that forming and meant to proliferate parity within the National Basketball Association.
But that kind of screws the Cavs, who built up organically great drafting and then pulled a big trade for a superstar using their own assets.
Yeah.
So there was... There's no dirty pool here. There was no unethical, you know, mixing and matching to get this team together.
So if they go and they lose tonight, like I'm going to be hot. I'm going to be mad. And I think that there will be conversations about moving guys from the core four and who has to stay, who has to go, all that good stuff. But I also know that there's going to be, just like when we talk about the NFL, like, hey, guys, like, you guys want to trade so-and-so. They can't trade so-and-so. Look at the contract. You guys got to look at the contract. They're not going to swallow that dead money. I understand that we might have the same conversation. So I'll tell you this. They win tonight. You get this to a game six. Okay, get it to a game seven. You get to a game seven. I could argue, hold on, let's be more judicious about this, that, and the other. and see what we do going into next year. You lose tonight, I got no argument. There's no argument about getting rid of these guys and moving on and finding something else. But it takes two guys to tango, and I hate trade radio because we always want to give up our garbage, what we perceive as our garbage, even though if it's part of the core four, they're going to be really good basketball players. But what we perceive as our garbage for somebody else's really, really great player. But that's going to be the conversation, and I can't ignore that, and I can't run away from it. I can't run anywhere. So the caller who called in about Giannis and also mentioned Kevin Durant, those are going to be names. James Harden, I think, but no. Certainly you know who is going to be a topic of conversation. And guys, I can't fart at it because you got beaten five games against the Pacers. And you have an expensive roster that has talented players that are really good in the regular season, and they're built for the regular season. They are built in games where most of the teams are not trying as hard. They are not built for the postseason. Indiana is showing you. They are built for the postseason. Jalen Brunson, he's a dog. He's got dogs on that team with the Knicks. They smell blood now, especially with Jason Tatum out. They are built for the postseason. There is a clear delineation. Stop me if I'm wrong, Tone. There is a clear delineation now with how we're seeing the postseason be officiated, how these games are played. There are teams that are built for the regular season, and there are teams that are ready to go once late April comes around. And if you lose tonight, it's everything is up for grabs because you are proving to everybody three straight years you are not one of those teams that are ready once April comes around. Sorry. I hope that they come back and win this thing, and I hope that that's an untrue statement because I think it's going to be very hard to move on from some of these guys.
You're exactly right. I do think the stakes are enormous given the fact that with this group and with Donovan Mitchell, you know, right now on the resume, it's the Knicks series. It's last year, the struggles against an Orlando team that really you picked but should not have been close that went seven games. And then, unfortunately, you were so banged up, kind of limping to the finish against a Celtics team that eventually won the title. All of that, you're thinking about all of that tonight. You're thinking about how few chances sometimes you really have, no matter what. There's been talk about like, hey, just wait out the Celtics. And now it's like, all right, Jason Tatum's not going to be there next year. So if this thing were to end tonight, everybody that weighs in on the NBA is going to have a different thought on the Cavs on whether to break this up or now take advantage of what's going on potentially with Boston if Tatum doesn't play next year and the contracts they might end up moving out. Is Horford going to be there? Yep. Is Porzingis going to be there? Like everything changes. But we're sitting here in the moment thinking about tonight where your superstar who has had two incredible games in this series and then last game only played a half only to come out and try to warm up and then go down non-contact and have what was an ankle injury. We thought he had a calf injury coming into the series. It's like we're not getting a lot of real accurate information on his situation. If he can somehow get him through this series, and like I'm not somebody in the habit of counting Donovan Mitchell out. Like that guy rises to the occasion almost every single time. He's had some all-time moments. They keep showing graphics with him and one other guy in NBA history or two other guys in history on these graphics when it comes to his playoff scoring and playoff outbursts. You know who those two names are? LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
That's like
this
strong.
Guy is in rarefied air.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have the resume that those guys have. And this was going to be his opportunity to get past the second round for the first time in Donovan Mitchell's career to put him alongside some of the greats. And this Cavs team is good enough. I know it doesn't look like it right now because Ty Jerome and the injury to Darius Garland and now DeAndre Hunter, their prized acquisition before the trade deadline, he injures his thumb and can't really hold on to the ball the same way. It's on his shooting hand, so he can't shoot the ball the same way. So all of this is blowing up in our faces at once. And there's one guy that I think we all know can save it. It's Donovan Mitchell. How healthy is he?
Frank,
how healthy is Donovan Mitchell?
Frank in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, fellas. Hey, man. It's like, man, I don't know, man. These playoffs look like we're going back into the old ways, man. And some of these dudes probably is a shock to them because they used to get not touched and bullied. I don't know, man. But these games been good. Everything been like it's been like I've been feeling like the old days, man. But I got a lot of friends as Cavs fans, man. I feel bad, man. But I don't know what happened to y'all. I really don't.
Well,
I don't know
so
what
but
there.
Well, I'm not looking for an autopsy here. They're not dead yet. It don't look good, Frank. What do you think is
on the line, though? Hey, Ken. Yeah. All I say, I'm not against y'all. I'm not against.
I did.
But I'm from Cleveland.
Yes.
But listen, though, man, I'm gonna need you to put some respect on the Knicks, man. Give us our due, man. Cause you be hating on me. Give us our due, man.
Yeah,
y'all had us out of here, man.
How many teams do you root for?
Wait a minute, man. Hold on.
You and Mitch can have a watch party.
I'll give credit where it's due. I will give credit where it's due to the Knicks. It's a 3-1 series over there. I'm annoyed by most of their fans. Not Jerry Ferrara. Nice guy. Local guy. But yeah, I'll give credit where it's due.
Do you get any Game 6 vibes 2010 where you had a Cavaliers team that was a favorite over the Boston Celtics? They had gotten nuked in Game 5. They got totally blown out. And then LeBron James in Game 6, he has an amazing stat line, but inefficient. And they lose the game. He's taking the jersey off.
I remember exactly where I was.
And that's the end. I mean, that's one of the most famous games in Cleveland sports history because of what happened afterwards. The good news is the Cavs are not going to be blown up at the end of the year to where we're just not a good basketball team. Like, but the question is, if you're married to this core, if you love this core, that is at stake tonight. Because I think the odds are it is not going to be the same core if they fall and lose tonight and don't get to the Eastern Conference final.
I agree. Something would shake up. John and Westlake, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. So I know that, you know, obviously we have a lot to talk about if they lose. And you could say this about a bunch of guys on the team. But, like, how is Donovan so worn down? He sat out for a bunch of games during the season, played 25 minutes a game. And now he's played 4 tough games, and he's this worn down?
I don't know. I think it's I know he's bigger than a lot of 6'3", 6'4", guys. I wonder if it's that. I wish I could tell you. I don't know. I kind of wonder the same thing, but then when you question those things, John, when you question those things, it's like, well, then I'm starting to question manhood and things like that. And it's like I'm in no position to question his manhood. I have no idea. I know he's played his ass off, but it is frustrating where he missed 10 games, 11 games this year, right? Missed 11 games. His minutes per were at 31, and they're down. They're down by 4 minutes compared to the first 2 years that he spent in Cleveland. He's always averaged over 30 minutes a game. Maybe some years are tougher than other years. I don't know what he did in the offseason to get ready for it. And maybe, honestly, John, was it because of the blowouts that they had where he's only playing in some of these games that didn't get him ready for the postseason?
He played the least amount of minutes in his career, but it was by design.
Like,
it was to preserve
him. I don't have any answers. Yeah, John, thank you for the call. I don't have any answers for you. I'm asking more questions. The only thing else I can say is that we have seen a clear difference, Anthony, in the playoffs versus the regular season as opposed to other seasons. And I think that that can be actually a good thing for the league, big picture, and I'll explain that at another time. But it does have... It takes its toll to Donovan because I don't know if he knew he was going to experience this much contact, or any of these guys thought that they were going to experience this much contact as this series against Indiana would say that they were. Even though you were watching these games, you're like, Kenny, these are wrestling matches everywhere else. And it's weird where...
And the Miami series did not get them ready for that at all.
And this is more frustrating 2 years in a row. You did what you did in the final game of the season so that you can make sure you get Orlando. They take you to 7 games last year, and you pissed off the entire fan base at home that day. And then you did what you did to get the number one seed. You get Miami. Miami is checked out. They didn't care, and it does nothing for you this year to get you ready for the Indiana Pacers, and it feels like they are carrying a sledgehammer and just beating you with it in front of God and everybody. So it's all but confirmed before we get to Shedeur Sanders. It's all but confirmed that Ohio State's going to be playing Texas at noon.
Yeah.
I believe it is basically confirmed now. I just want to know. My life is filled with things, the earlier the better. We had a baseball game at 10 a.m. at Chagrin Falls on Saturday. I was giddy. I was so excited. I go, we get to start this game early. It ends early. I got the whole Saturday afterwards. And man, everybody hates early things on a Saturday. I know I'm a lone wolf. I gotta know why. So we're not talking about Little League Baseball here. We're talking about major college football, major-ass college football with good football teams that are probably going to play each other again in the postseason coming up at the end of this coming college football season. Why do you guys get so – why do you Ohio State fans get so mad about noon kickoffs?
I am
why
seeing
do you get
this.
So mad?
The sentiment here is like – unanimous people.
Our buddy Bo Bishop's about to cuss everybody out.
Yeah, yeah, they are crushing this. I tried to wage this war last year to talk about why I thought it was a good thing. Nobody was buying it. I was getting crushed. And look, when I was younger, I loved the primetime games, loved watching all the college football and drinking all day and getting up for that. And you know, obviously, my life changed dramatically. So no matter what, I'm up on the weekends at 5:30, 5:45, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So you can bet any time that I can get not have to worry about that and getting only 4 hours of sleep, I'm taking that every time. I understand that everybody is at the same moment in life.
So he posted an 11 Warriors tweet because they wrote, it's confirmed Ohio State season opener against Texas will be a noon game on Fox. Bo, our buddy from 97.1, the fan down in Columbus and the Browns, he had said, quote, and this Twitter action is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Bo writes, go straight to hell. I know, that's what the money is for. But this is a true waste of what would have been an all-time Ohio State atmosphere. Shameful. Like, wow.
And look, when I was younger and Ohio State started scheduling under Tressel these mammoth, and this is when the television networks really started to take over.
Yeah.
These mammoth night games against Texas. I'll never forget the Vince Young game against USC. And obviously they had many more after that. Like, it was awesome. It was awesome. But then I think about when you go to these games, when do you actually either get back to Cleveland or, you know, because the Browns play the next day oftentimes.
You just stay overnight then, don't you? If they're at night.
Yeah, you try to, but it gets to be a very expensive proposition.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't you want a noon game? If you're from Cleveland, you're an Ohio State fan, which is the bulk of the people I'm talking to. Why would you want a night game? Unless this is your one vacation you're taking to the city of Columbus. I'm serious, I want to ask, because to me, what's the downside of a noon kickoff? You wake up, okay, you got to wake up early. But I'm an early riser anyway, so it's whatever, right? And it's 7:25, so the people I'm talking to are early risers as it is. Say you leave your house. Say you live in Parma, I'm just going to use the North Royalton. You leave your house in North Royalton. How long does it take to get from North Royalton to Columbus? 2 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, if that.
Making a stop, if that.
Yeah. That'd be an hour 45 if you're chugging along with the three lanes of glory now that have been opened up. Back in my day, one lane.
Yep. Yep. I made it like 90 from the borough. So if you're driving and making a stop, 2 hours. So you wake up at 6 or you leave. Maybe you wake up 5:30. You're out of the house at 6:30. Takes you 2 hours, you're down there at 8. That's plenty of time to pregame before you get in there. Then you're there. What time you get into the stadium? You got to go see them do Script Ohio. So that's, you want to get in there about 11:15, I'd say,
unless,
right?
Unless you're doing Skull Session.
Okay. That's a different, that's, yeah. What time would that be for a noon kickoff? 10?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. So maybe you stay the night on Friday night.
that's the way to do it.
Because I'm just thinking, man, wouldn't it be great to go down there, see Ohio State win. Gonna be a tough game. You see Ohio State win, and then come back up to North Royalton at back home 7 o'clock. Mm. Back home 7 o'clock.
Now there's no NFL the next day because this is August 30th, so you don't have to worry about any of that.
But you got your college football there, and you can watch the 7 o'clock night games for college football. I fail to see what is the damn downside here. You and I are in a bubble.
I know. That's why I'm not loud about this.
No, you're
because
not.
Everybody's shouting at me, telling me I'm wrong. So
you just want to know why we're wrong.
Well, they want the environment. They want the drinking all day.
You can't have an environment at noon.
They want the tailgating for 12 hours, if more, 15 hours.
So when I went to Ohio State, Michigan, I think that was a noon kickoff. We were up real early for that one. Remember, we had to go get the tickets and everything and all that other stuff.
Oh, but you know what? This is Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend, right? So.
Not the weekend after.
April 30th or August 30th is before Labor Day, isn't it? Hell, I don't remember.
I don't know. I just
Labor Day is September 1st this year.
Oh, okay.
So it is. So maybe that's part
of
it.
That is Labor Day weekend.
Packing up all my white. Yeah, because week one of the NFL starts after Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, so in this case, it's a party weekend altogether. So that is a little bit different. So, you know, you don't have anything necessarily to worry about.
I think it's different weather-wise, right? Like, you are going to have, this is an immaculate weather day. You want to be out having drinks during the middle of the day in the
parking
lot.
Nice day drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just...
Compared to, when you're talking about a Michigan game, right, it's... It'd be cold.
It was cold. It was real cold. Now, it was a nice day. For a cold day, it was a nice day when I was there.
Very nice.
And it was
for a cold day.
I remember old Rich Rod was wearing like the garbage man outfit. I remember he used to wear that thing on the side of the overalls and stuff, and he had that great big thing he used to wrap around himself. God, what technology has done over here over the last decade plus. So he used to wear that whole thing. But I remember, man, we were up at like 5 a.m. and there ain't nothing. I'm sorry, man. If you don't drink, you don't drink, that's cool. There ain't nothing better for a guy like me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Waking up that early, getting out there, seeing all the big buses, seeing all the big RVs, walking from tailgate to tailgate, seeing people you know, having drinks at 8 a.m., man, that's the cat's ass. Even earlier than that, I'm getting shivers just thinking about it again. Remember, we ended up at Little Bar, still around down there?
Mm-hmm.
Ended up at Little Bar
on
High Street. It was awesome. It was awesome. It probably still would have been fun, but it wasn't as fun. It was awesome being there at 7:30, 8 a.m., going into the stadium, getting your buzz going, you load up, you party, going to see Ohio State, and they beat the brakes off of Michigan that day. And then we had a fun night the whole rest of the night. It was great. And I just don't, I'm just saying, I don't understand. I know you're all angry about it. I just don't understand why you're so angry about it. I like to start these things early. That's all I'm going to say.
And I thought, has Fox not made the noon kickoff a big deal to where people are excited about it, or no? Has that not worked? Yes, the ratings have been massive, so Fox is not complaining about the ratings at all.
Yes.
They've gotten huge ratings.
Is it just because of the only thing I can think of, I'll leave it here, maybe it's just the sheer number of noon kickoffs, because they say it's a rating, and I think an Ohio State fan would go, yeah, because you're having seven Ohio State games at noon, so yeah, right. You're going to pull a massive rating because it's Ohio State.
Yeah, if you put seven games at midnight, they're going to draw.
Yeah, your midnight rating would be through the roof because it's Ohio State. We got Zach Jackson coming up at 8:02 this morning. So Zach was a big Shador guy over the weekend. Love seeing what he saw about Shador. Guys, I think we're focusing on the wrong thing about this. More Cavs coming up at 7:45 because there's plenty of good seats available. I don't think it's a Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders thing. Every time you mention Shedeur, there is a contingent. You guys need to respect Dylan Gabriel. I don't think it's that much as that as it is maybe the expectations for a guy like Shedeur Sanders, who has a major fan base, a lot of people who love him. Okay. But I think that we can't put carts before horses here. And I can start to see where this is going to maybe reach a point of contention with me. Because I fought you tooth and nail about it. You know where I'm going with this, so let me make this quick. Because you already know, and I can see it in your eyes. Guys, there is a difference between the best quarterback on the roster and the most ready quarterback. And no matter what we want to say, and I know the Giants have done everything they can for whatever reason, even though they drafted a quarterback in the first round, they are still obsessed with Shedeur Sanders and trashing his name every chance they get to justify a pick to their own fan base. They keep throwing this guy under the bus. I've only heard good things about him. But damn it, there ain't no way he didn't fall to the fifth round without pissing some people off in these meetings. So that's clearly something that is against him, no matter what. And there is talent there, and I think there's a good dude there. These things have to mesh, and I don't want to hurry that process and put it before it needs to germinate and have something that ends up being a problem for us, like we've done with just about every other damn quarterback. Because I cannot state this enough. By the end of this camp, he might be the best quarterback we have. I'm not sure, but he might be. It doesn't mean he's the most ready. Can he diagnose a defense to what Kevin Stefanski needs him to do? Can he lead an offense to where Kevin Stefanski trusts him to be able to lead that offense? Because I have a feeling he's going to look real good in preseason, and that's going to make us go bonkers. I think that this place is going to go nuts, and no offense to Dylan Gabriel, but I don't think it's a competition between him and Dylan Gabriel as of this moment. I think it's a competition between our expectations for Shedeur Sanders and just how ready he is.
I agree with all of that. I guess I'd ask, do you not think Dylan Gabriel is set up to have a really good preseason?
Because he's dealing with what?
Just given the fact that he's played 64 college games, like he's seen a lot of stuff. He's played so much college football.
Well, according to Zach, I mean, I saw both. And I thought Dylan Gabriel was better than what some people wanted to say. I thought Shedeur Sanders was very good during rookie minicamp. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to disrespect anybody. So I was like, hey, they were both good quarterbacks. But Shedeur, remember, that's a guy who fell to the fifth. And Dylan, I think we would look at as overdrafted
yes,
right now.
Yes. Yes.
So if
yes, on both accounts.
If they're naturally going to go to where they're supposed to go, Shedeur should naturally be ahead of him by the time training camp is over in this pecking order.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah, the hard part is weighing in on Shedeur Sanders at all. Everybody who is had gotten into Shedeur Sanders battle, including us, where we have backed him up. Anytime someone would weigh in and have a big opinion on Shedeur Sanders, people would be lining up, assuming that you had made up your mind already one way or another for all sorts of reasons that had nothing to do with football, right? Whether it was a racial thing, whether it was an iconoclastic, you know, either for or against Deion primetime.
Yeah, Nick Wilson all of a sudden.
I'm sorry if I forged that one in. But that you would have an opinion that had nothing to do with football. Like you were weighing in because you were either excited that Deion Sanders was coming in and messing with football as an institution as we know it. Like, no, man, we're like, wow, they were really bad last year. And now here comes Colorado. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm not allowed to say any good things about them because they're playing bad, worse competition than like the Big Ten or SEC. No, we're just commenting on the football. That's all we're doing. And people can't accept that. People can't take that at face value. No. They're assuming that we're assigning bigger narratives. Yeah. We weren't doing that. We were excited about the story of having Colorado, a school that was pretty good when we were really young, seeing them be good
again.
Guys,
we had Danny Coughlin wearing Deion's hat. Like, come on. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
These years with Colorado.
Yeah, it was. The other thing I would say is I'm noticing already is the way people are talking about how it's being covered in Cleveland already. They're like, you guys have made up your mind that these guys are going to be bad. Like the people covering them on the beats and everything. I'm like, first of all, it's not happening. There are people. Are you kidding me? If Shedeur Sanders is good, this is awesome for all the people covering the Cleveland Browns.
I get to draft two weapons for Shedeur Sanders next year instead of using two picks to move up in the draft for a quarterback.
This is the stuff dreams are made of, covering this kind of personality and somebody that has this kind of story behind them. This would be awesome. at the same time, like, let's be honest, the stats are the stats, the numbers are the numbers when it comes to draft picks in the third and fifth round. Like, most likely, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders are not going to be good pros. The odds are against them being good. Can we just be honest with that?
Because of where their draft picks are.
Because of where the draft picks are. Also, like, their limitations physically. There are physical limitations. That's why part of the reason Shedeur Sanders, when Albert Breer told us famously that nobody has a first-round grade on him, because he's not 6'4". He's not Josh Allen. But that doesn't mean he can't be good. But the odds are against them both. So if people have negative things to say about these guys, mean the odds are they're probably going to end up being right, unfortunately. I hope that's not the case. I don't want to be in the wilderness looking for a quarterback forever.
I'm just saying the issue. I know that people are really excited about him. I mean, no disrespect to Dylan Gabriel, but I'm not talking about Dylan Gabriel. I'm talking about Shedeur Sanders, like a lot of people in America are. And really a lot of people around the world who follow professional football in America are talking about Shedeur Sanders. I mean, he is going to be one of the bigger stories this offseason about how he climbs the depth chart of the Cleveland Browns. I just don't want to rush something here because I keep going back to the meetings. If there's questions about what he's able to do on the whiteboard, if there's questions about how he's able to break down an offense or break down a defense, I should say, and lead an offense, that is still going to take time. And it doesn't mean that he's bad. It means I want to be judicious and not put him in a bad situation. There's a very clear difference here.
Mission is simple, to make you money. I'm here to level the playing field for all investors. There's always a bull market somewhere, and I promise to help you find it. Mad Money starts now.
Well, looks like to get into the Rocket Arena tonight, $52, including fees. It was less yesterday.
Well, it was $48 this morning. It was $48 before the show. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, it was, what, $28?
Yeah.
So at least the price...
what happened?
Yeah, probably not good that I'm saying that at least the price is going up, but at least there's more demand.
Yeah. Is it because of the Tatum injury, or people feeling like they can help will the Cavaliers and get them back on track?
What's the spread tonight, fellas?
Okay, so Owen asked us.
I have no idea.
And I had no idea either. Normally, I try to stay on top of these things. What did you say, Ken? You thought...
I was like Cavs minus three. I had no idea.
And I said minus one.
Okay, you're both wrong.
Okay.
It is Cavs minus 7.5.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa!
There's never been more of a sure deal in the NBA than the Cavs are going to win this game tonight.
Well, so 80% of the market...
Were they favored in game four?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they've been favored in every game.
And 80% of the market was on the Cavs before they lost. And we're down at one point by 43 points, I believe it was. They end up falling by 20.
Cut the lead in half, man.
So they've been outscored in the series. They've clearly looked like the worst team all throughout this series, but they're at home. Is that Vegas saying they know for a fact Donovan Mitchell is going to play?
It feels like it opened at that number and it didn't change.
Okay.
So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It was, I think that maybe, I'm surprised that it's a seven and a half?
7.5.
Holy Toledo. I texted a couple people. Like, I got my one buddy. I said, hey, like, because I wanted to say for show purposes, like, I wasn't hitting him up for tickets. Like, but I, because he goes to a lot of Cavs games. I go, do you have tickets and are you going to the game tomorrow? He goes, I don't currently have tickets, but I still want to go. He says, I have faith. So these are the type of folks that are getting these tickets. And if you're getting them for $58 with the fees, that's still, I mean, for playoff basketball. But there is the, well, what if Indiana wins? Well, I'm just going to get the hell out of there. I'm not going to watch them celebrate. Like, when I went to the ALCS this last year, I'm beating feet right the hell out of here. Let's go. Get your jacket on. We're leaving. I ain't watching the rest of this. And it sucked because as I'm leaving, you had to walk out, and then they're wheeling out that great big stage. Yeah. And I'm like, damn it. This sucks. Don't look to your right, son. Don't. So I don't want to deal with that. But if you go to the concourse, you won't have to see any of that stuff. Well, they don't have, well, it's just the semifinals. So it's not the Eastern Conference final. There's no stage.
Right.
Do they put the, if Indiana wins tonight, do they put the stuff up over the lockers and spray each other with booze or?
I don't think they do they that do it, for the semis.
They do it in every level in baseball.
Yeah, they do.
I think is fun. Someone in the room disagrees with me.
I think they do it in the regular season when you win a normal series in July. They bring out the champagne.
They should do that. They should do that for the Ohio Cup.
Oh, I
don't know
that.
Why they don't do that for the Ohio. If you're going to make a big deal about it, then make a big damn deal about it. Get the goggles out. Get the booze out. Champagne and start spraying each other. Let's go. Hose each other down. All right, Shedeur Sanders. I'm getting a lot of reaction to Shedeur. A lot of reaction to whether or not, like, because I don't think it's a Dylan Gabriel versus Shedeur Sanders thing. I think it's a Shedeur Sanders versus our expectations thing. And how quickly he should be brought along. Like, I didn't even get a chance to ask you yesterday. You asked me. I didn't ask you. What is your personal depth chart? Because my personal depth chart is different from what I think the Browns' depth chart is.
My personal depth chart of what I would like to just see this year. Yeah,
and then give me your Browns' depth chart.
I'd like to see Shedeur Sanders number one. I'd like to see Dylan Gabriel 2.
Wait a minute.
Flacco 3.
Kenny
Pickett on another team's depth chart.
Wait a minute.
Like the Steelers, maybe.
May 13th. Well, by the way, Aaron Rodgers might not just be a done deal to Pittsburgh if New Orleans comes a call.
Yeah,
and all
what
of a sudden
happened
they might be in quite a predicament there. What May 13th, what is your personal depth chart? Not what you want to see, what you say you got all these QBs. What is your personal depth chart? Wait, exactly what you just said.
Yeah,
would you start
yeah.
the season with Shedeur then?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
In that case, like if I'm trying to do this responsibly,
yeah,
probably wouldn't start Shedeur game one.
Okay.
Because I do think there is a chance, and God, this sounds like such a flip of what I thought, you know, 6 years ago we were going through all this with Baker and Tyrod, but now I'm starting to see a benefit to for most guys to sit. Now, look, Jaden Daniels came in immediately, was great. Okay, C.J. Stroud immediately came in, was pretty good. But they're not all like that, and I don't think Shedeur is there. I mean, if he was like that, he would have been taken number two overall, right?
Yes.
If the NFL thought he was ready, and remember, this was supposed to be a downdraft anyway when it came to quarterbacks. That was not the case a year ago.
So I would put it right now before I get to these phones. You want mine or the Browns?
Let's start
with
yours.
What I think that the Browns is. Okay, mine is Joe Shedeur, Dylan Kenny. I feel possibly the same way you do about Kenny. What I think the Browns is right now, Kenny, Shedeur, Dylan. No, right now, Kenny, Dylan, Shador, and Joe possibly traded. And guys, don't shoot the messenger here. Don't be mad at me.
Like, Joe's just a break glass in case of emergency guy, right?
I know. I think that he's a use as a trade commodity. So
they gave him $4 million to trade him?
I don't. And I think that if you got a...
To pick up a sixth round pick for him?
I mean, they've wasted money on other things. They've wasted money on far worse. They've wasted a lot more money on a lot worse that had us all fighting each other in the hallways. So I don't want to hear the $4 million argument. That ain't my money. I don't care. I think
the $4 million is...
Owen, in my depth chart, Joe is starting week one. This is their depth chart.
Oh, I get that.
Okay. All right.
I feel the same way you do. I don't even see Joe Flacco he is not in the Browns quarterback competition to me. He sits over on the side. Mm-hmm. They have one, and then they
agree.
None of this worked, so I guess, Joe, hop in there.
But in the terms of their competition, I love where your head's at. I think that Joe, I don't know how many reps he gets in training camp. I think as we get closer, he might, because again, it doesn't matter as much. You got four guys you got to get in there. But I think that they're going to sit there and they're going to wait for another team to possibly make a play for him and that they would trade Joe. That's why I know you weren't here yesterday, but I'm going like the stuff over the weekend going, Shador can get traded to New Orleans. I'm going, what? I think it was just wishful thinking by some Shador fans. He ain't getting traded anywhere.
Joe Flacco is frozen pizza to me. You keep it over in your extra freezer if you got one, or you keep it there and you have plans to have dinner, right? And then all of a sudden something falls through. Either whatever you made didn't turn out right or you got home late. And then you go, okay, we can pop that in. That'll be what we do tonight.
Well, so
that's who Joe Flacco is.
He doesn't need any reps. Like, right. It's not. They've kind of said it. Andrew Berry told us that.
You go out and you do Browns football. Let's find our quarterback. And then you decide none of these guys are ready. So we just throw Joe Flacco in.
I'm going to throw him in the toaster oven and he'll be ready. If it's a Jax one, it'll be done in about 13 minutes. And it's 11:30 on a Friday night, and I've been watching Trailer Park Boys, and I've had a few drinks, and I'm feeling mighty peckish, and so that's what Joe Flacco is. And ain't nothing wrong with that, even though the Jack's Pizza's
turn out great.
A lot less expensive than Joe Flacco. Fred in Cleveland, yellow.
Hey, how great is Bubbles on that show, man?
Jim Leahy is still my favorite, but still, I'm sorry, Fred, you threw me off for a moment. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I think you keep Flacco as that in case, you know, you break the glass, one of them type of things, man. But here's my thing, though. I'm kind of concerned with where we at with Shador Sanders, man. He's getting a lot of attention already through the media. This is something we don't want, something we've been through. I'm just curious on your take, you know, about the team managing the expectations with dealing with this whole controversy thing. You know, we got both sides of the narrative. We don't need to really.
Oh, it's going to get emotional
about right now.
No, it's going to get emotional.
You know,
because
yeah, and I'm just wondering. Go ahead.
You know, well, Fred, I'll tell you this. I mean, I think I know where you're going with this.
One more question to ask too.
All right, go ahead and ask that. Go ahead and ask that. I might answer both of you. Come back. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So it was like, how do you think the Browns is going to deal with managing, you know, like the whole thing with this narrative with him? You think they'll do a good job with it? And then on top of that, you know, I just want them to get a fair shake, man, with it, because you know what we've been through with the Browns, and when we rush quarterbacks out there, and we've seen what happened, and then also when we don't get them out there probably in time. When you know, it's like a damn if you do, damn if you don't thing. So I just want to get your thoughts on the spotlight, the narrative. Whew. Do you think this organization with the Browns is ready to handle these quarterback narratives like we had in the past with Mayfield, with Watson? You know what
I mean? I wish I would have got this
one after another, man.
I wish I would have got to this call sooner. Fred, that's a great question. Yeah. Thank you. I wish I would have taken you sooner here because I'd have had more time. One, with the media expectations, it's going to get emotional. I don't think we can help that. Media fan expectations. I do think that some people in this town check their Twitter more than some of the other ones, and I think that they'll read some of the fan reaction. I think that might turn them against Shador Sanders in some case because they get bothered by that sort of thing. But I look at the Browns management. The Browns management of the narrative will be, if he's ready to go when they start him, then he will play probably decently well. If he plays decently well, then they will have handled this perfectly. If he doesn't play well for a million different reasons, it will be the same old Browns. Like, there are people complaining that they're putting up too many videos of Shador Sanders on social media. Guys, that's what they're there for. It's engagement. That's what social media is there for. It's smart. You put popular players out there on social media is what you do. So I can't blame him for that. But when it comes to Stefanski and his staff, you got to make sure he's ready to go. Now, he will deal with a lot of criticism because if he feels that he's not ready to go and he looks good in training camp, he looks good in these preseason games, yeah, batten down the hatches. There are going to be some people coming after you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.